Tracy, is the feel of this year's auto show different from previous years?
Well, it's very optimistic. It's very upbeat. Of course, the auto executives are concerned about what's going on in Europe with the debt crisis and the euro. And they're concerned about auto sales there. But we seem to be on this trajectory here in the U.S. where auto sales keep getting a little better. November and December were really good sales month. They expect that to continue. And you sort of feel the happiness and the anticipation in the air.
So what are we seeing from domestic and foreign automakers this year?
You know, from the Detroit 3, we're seeing what I think are pretty important cars. Ford unveiled its new Fusion. This is a really important segment, the midsize car segment, and they want to continue doing really well there. Chrysler introduced the Dodge Dart, and it's a small car that everybody hopes is a really nice, small, competitive car that Chrysler hasn't done in a long time. And GM introduced a luxury car from the Cadillac brand, the ATS. The company says this car is going to compete head-to-head with the German folk, with BMW, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and that would be a first, too, if they can pull it off.
And what about from foreign automakers?
Well, a lot of luxury launches from foreign companies like Acura and BMW. We have a concept vehicle from Lexus as that company tries to sort of recover from the damage to its sales from the tsunami in Japan last year. Toyota, the same situation. They're showing the Prius C, which is the smallest of their Prius brand. And from Volkswagen, a hybrid version of the Jetta, which is a big seller for Volkswagen.
So I know we've had a mix of press and politicians over the last couple of days. Who's been in attendance at the auto show so far, and what are they there for? What are they trying to do during the show?
Well, you get a lot of politicians. We had Ray LaHood there. We had the Senator Debbie Stabenow. We had Governor Rick Snyder, Congressman John Dingell. And, you know, they're there to tout the resurgence of the auto industry and specifically the Detroit 3. So it is a political reason that they're there. We're not seeing folks from other states like in 2009 and 2010 who came to the show to use the bankruptcies as sort of this political football. We're not seeing that this year. You know, it's sort of just not the thing to use if you've got some sort of a political point that you need to make.
So we also see a lot of the CEOs of the different car companies in attendance. What are we hearing from them?
They are pretty much all of them optimistic about what's going on for their companies and just really focusing on making sure their companies are as competitive as they can be, you know, against each other as well as against the foreign automakers.
Now, this term optimism keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Are you seeing it play out in the level of spectacle that's on display at the auto show this year?
Yeah, to a certain extent. You know, in years past, we had Chrysler, you know, driving cattle down Jefferson Avenue to introduce a car, and Bob Lutz driving a Jeep through a pane of glass. I didn't see anything like that this year. But if you go over to the Ford and Lincoln display, they've got this thing. It's really hard to describe, called Cloud Journey, and it's this round platform. You get on this platform, all of you in a circle.
Uh-huh.
They put a seatbelt on you. And I'm like, uh-oh, you know, because I did it. And then it goes up in the air 20 feet. And then there's this IMAX style video display. You know, when I went on, I hadn't, you know, remembered exactly that I have vertigo. So I actually had to, you know, not watch the show. I put my hands over my eyes because I was really afraid I was going to do something bad to this really, really beautiful, expensive Cloud Journey, as they put it. So, you know, it's short, thankfully, and then you come back down and they let you go.
Well, I'm really glad you survived and there wasn't any damage done that Michigan Radio couldn't afford. Tracy, thanks.
You're welcome. I'm happy to do it.